Welcome to Nonprofit Expert, presented by Donor Perfect.
Welcome to Nonprofit Expert Podcast, presented by Donor Perfect. My name is Daryl Moser. I am a Donor Perfect product manager, and my passion is all things tech related to helping nonprofits succeed. Today, we will talk about thanking donors and how technology can impact your thank you communication by making them more personal and giving you more options that require minimal effort. Today, we have with me Joe Leach, CEO of Appealmaker, and Tom Lynch, co-founder of CauseVid, makers of DP Video. Let's first dig into the data. How important is thanking donors? We took a look at the 10,000 Donor Perfect clients, and we found those that thanked their donors gave again 11 days sooner, and their gift was twice that of those who were not thanked. Analyzing 10,000 Donor Perfect clients, we found that those who were thanked gave again 11 days sooner, and their gift was twice that of those who were not thanked. Another study among cultural institutions. Donors identified their number one reason for lapsing was because they were not acknowledged. The second reason was that they were never asked to give again. It's almost as though their gift did not exist. So thanking donors is absolutely key to your fundraising strategy. As a matter of fact, there is a whole series of philanthropic psychology communication that is out there today that really provides emphasis on how important personalized communication and recognition to the donor will produce the strongest impact and the most donations. So with that, let's start digging into how tech can actually help you thank your donors. We're going to begin talking a little bit with Appealmaker. And so, Joe, I'd like to hear from you. How does the automatic thank you letter work? And what was the motivation behind creating it?
So the automatic thank you, I think I'll start with the motivation that might kind of set the stage for the rest of it. It was the most searched for keyword when we were doing our marketing. It was the most, it had the most interest from organizations. And it had to do with, they were trying to find an easy way to do it. There were many organizations that were completely on board with this idea. They had seen the statistics that you, just presented, and they knew, but it was difficult. It was kind of a pain to get thank yous out on a timely basis. And I know we're going to talk more about the timing later, but that was what they were looking for as a quick way to do it. And I will just say, you know, again, we use all kinds of advertising to try to attract new clients for the Appealmaker platform. And in every case, when we promote the thank yous, receipts, any kind of a transactional after gift type communication, people are just wildly interested in learning more. So we developed a way to get thank yous out quickly and affordably. Getting them out quickly wasn't a problem, but for a company like ours to do 3 pieces or 10 pieces or 15 pieces economically was difficult. So the secret is we did find a way to do it systematically cheaper, but we also do it because we know that's part of the comprehensive plan of doing it. I didn't answer your question yet about how it works. Do you want me to go into that yet?
Well, yeah, I think talking a little bit about how it talks to the CRM and actually picks up on any gift that was entered that day, right?
Yeah. So for, as you know, we've worked very hard to integrate it with Donor Perfect, and every CRM will be a little bit different, but in general, what a appeal maker will do is it will look at your records that are tagged in a number of different ways, just based on how you want to go about it. But you set up a query that says, whenever you see this field tag data, pull that name in and send this mailing piece. And the way it's set up is you can pick any template in our system. So you could send a postcard, or you could send a letter, you could send a gift receipt, anything you want, customize it. And once you set that template up and say, this is my automation, then every day, 3 days, week, it will go and pull those names and send the mailing out.
Perfect. Perfect. So basically, the nonprofit organization doesn't have to do anything after the gift is entered into Donor Perfect. The printed thank you automatically goes out using the template that they've chosen. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And Joe, you know, compared to what it would be like if they tried to print these in-house and, you know, print them off in the laser printer and stuff them and mail them, what does that take in time?
Well, I know even with our automated system, it takes time. So I can't imagine if you were starting from scratch. I mean, you could have a template set up. There's also the internal cost. There's the time and the cost. But I would say if you're going to send out 10 thank yous, you're going to have a half an hour, I would think, at least. Just, you know, the doing it, I think when people are trying to justify that it's okay to do it internally, they are thinking about it in a minimalistic way. Like, well, they'll add up, well, it only takes 20 seconds to print those out of my printer, and it only takes me 2 minutes to fold them, and it only takes me, but there's moving from the task you're on, concentrating on that, and making sure everything's right, then getting them done. I'm going to say it's 15 minutes at a minimum, if not half an hour. And
right. And
if you give me an opportunity to go on and on about my favorite subject of opportunity cost, I'll do that. But for now, I digress.
Okay. All right. No, that's a really good metric. So if we use that average and we say that it's 3 minutes per letter on average, imagine if you're a nonprofit that has 3,000 gifts a year, that is actually 1 month of human effort to thank your donors. And think about how you might be able to use that 1 month of effort somewhere else in your organization that could better your fundraising or even better your cause. Awesome. Awesome. That's a great summary of what AppealMaker does and how you've used tech. So Tom, a question for you. What do we know about videos and how are videos received in our current culture?
Great. Thanks for the question, Daryl. So videos in a company to printed thank yous are a great way to connect on a personal level with donors. Videos can be highly personable. They also allow you to engage in ways that you can't necessarily with text. You can show tone and emotion and body language and things like that. And so the DP video platform coupled with CauseVid allows organizations to send what we call a video email message, which basically is a branded email that has an animated image of the first few seconds of the video, which causes the donor to then click that video, which brings them over to a landing page where they watch the video and all of the branding is consistent with the organization. So as opposed to, you know, watching a video on YouTube or something else where, you know, you don't have full control, the DP Video CauseVid platform allows you to really have control of that messaging.
Perfect. Perfect. So this is so personalized. And Tom, I know we've talked about this in the past. This just feels like the modern version of the handwritten thank you note, right? You get the personalization, except now you get a video with it, right?
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of customers that say that they've replaced some portion of their handwritten note campaigns with video. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I spend so much time typing on the computer these days. If I actually had to write out 20 or 30 thank you notes, as I do, you know, around the holiday season, it's quite the task. You know, and across our CauseVid platform with Donor Perfect Video, we're seeing about a 75% open rate of these video emails, and subsequently about a 50% engagement rate with the video content.
75% is huge. I believe that the normal open rate, and actually I just received some statistics from Constant Contact, that our open rate is somewhere around 45% for regular email. So you're bordering on almost double the open rate. And that open rate from Constant Contact is about 10% higher than the normal average. So just the technology that we're using here, the ability for it to impact and reach people is so much more significant. So great to learn and expand a little bit upon what a video email is. Tom, you had mentioned that donors actually share their thank you videos. What provides that inspiration and what impact does it have on organizations?
You know, from what we've heard from different organizations, a lot of times they'll say things to us like, I actually got a message back from a video email message I sent a donor. And that message back is a thank you for thanking them, which we kind of chuckle about, you know, because you don't usually get that type of engagement with other types of communication. You know, one great example of what we suggest organizations do with their video is provide some sort of behind the scenes look too into what's going on at the organization. And so I think it's the type of content that people are receiving, the fact that it's personalized, which gets people really excited about sharing it. We also see cases too where, you know, people have forwarded or shared on social media those video messages. Again, you know, really just has to do with how unique a method of communicating this is with people.
Understood completely. And there was actually one Donor Perfect where the major gift officer, I understood that they were actually video thanking every donor. And just checking their retention figures are over 60%, where our understanding is the industry average is closer to 40% of retention of donors. Are you hearing this from your clients, Tom, that their retention numbers are going up?
We absolutely are. And in talking with that client that you're referring to, you know, they set about 20, 30 minutes aside every week to just kind of go through and record those video messages. And the way we tell people about it is sort of, it's like sending a voicemail message, except your camera's on, right? So leave, you know, a personable introduction, talk about why the gift is important, what the impact is, right? And then, you know, say, if you need anything, feel free to reach back out to me, right? It's short and simple. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Do clients sometimes feel the urge to overproduce their video thank you?
I think some do. You know, a lot of times when people think about video and how to use video in their nonprofit organization, people think about highly produced, very expensive pieces of content. We recommend that these video thank you messages be really more off the cuff and a little bit more, you know, basically like I just picked up my phone and I wanted to send you a message, Daryl, because I was thinking about you or I was thinking about something you and I talked about a few weeks ago. And so they don't need to be highly produced. And the reality is with today's camera phones, you actually get pretty significant video quality with, you know, the options that are out there today with high megapixel cameras and image stabilization. You know, you can film some great things on an iPhone, as Apple likes to tout.
Right, right. The next thing that I wanted to touch on was the impact of how timely the thank you is and what is the impact on fundraising. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think across the board for our clients, we see people kind of thanking inside of a 7-day window. You know, part of this has to do with when they can allocate the time to create the videos. But, you know, it's one of those things where as soon as someone makes a donation, you know, they're likely to get an immediate acknowledgement from, you know, the platform that processed the transaction. And then, you know, a few days later, if it's 3, 5, 7, if they get another video message, you know, I think that's a reasonable time frame. And again, you know, you can not only thank the donor, but you can also tell them about something else, right? To keep them engaged, to sort of build that donor stewardship, you know, donor journey, if you will, as you do, you know, other types of communications to them, not just video.
Great, great. And Joe, your product is actually wrapped around the idea of expediting that thank you, the physical thank you letter going out. What would your recommendations be in terms of turnaround time and what kind of impact do you feel that has on donors that are thanking through Appealmaker?
When you look at any studies about the, not only the psychological, but the biological effects of a thank you, there are two things that impact that more than anything: timing and how genuine the message is. So the more genuine, the faster you can get that out, the higher the impact. So it comes down to cost, because you can, to me, I think every 2 or 3 days is the perfect cycle. It's depending upon how many acknowledgments you're sending out. It's still really inexpensive. Our system is still quite inexpensive. It's maybe if you mailed 1 or 2 pieces, it's still only like it's several dollars per piece, but it's under $10. You know, and so if you want to wait, if you don't have that many thank yous going out, and you say, well, I'll go every 7 days and build up more and get a little bit cheaper price per piece, you can do that. But in the end, I think the sooner the better.
Makes sense. And the more efficient you can be in that way, the better off the org is going to be, and the less time they're going to spend on it. The other thing that our industry talks about is that the donor should be thanked 7 times. Now, you know, people oftentimes extrapolate that in their head and they imagine sending 7 letters out. But what does that really look like for most organizations? You know, is 7 over the top?
So I think you made a very good point. Is that we imagine it's 7 letters, or it's a video and a letter. And you have to remember that how you present the, even the thank you page, right? From when a gift is given, for example, electronically, that's a thank you. And the genuine nature of that, just changing your text a little bit to make it feel more genuine, or let me just say to be more genuine as you're, you know, coming up with what you're gonna put there. I think the other point is that 7, if you take that 7 times and say, all right, we will span that out over a little bit of time, because yes, 7 may be too much if they get it in the next week. But if we take those 7 times and span that out over a little, you know, over a period of time, sending up some stewardship communications, 2 weeks later, a month later, those kind of things can all add up. I don't think it's over the top.
Great. Tom, what are your thoughts on that?
I would absolutely agree. You know, if we take monthly donors and we set them aside for a minute, right? Most donors that we see being thanked, you know, are making 1 or 2 gifts a year. And so therefore, the thanking process, as Joe alluded to, really can be stretched out over time. And if you think, let's just take, you know, an electronic gift for a minute, right? So as soon as you click process payment, right, you're going to get a thank you page. So there's 1, you know, you're going to get an email that's an acknowledgement of the gift. There's 2, right? You're going to get probably a tax letter at the end of the year. That's 3, right? And so now you just sort of have 4 or 5 interactions that you can do over the span of, let's say, you know, 6 months or a year, right, to really fill out that, 7 touches. You know, and there's a lot of data that does back that up. You know, we see it in other industries too, not just the nonprofit space. And, you know, sales organizations, same thing, right? You got to touch somebody 7 times before they engage with you. So we are, you know, full-heartedly believing that. And again, you know, the more personalized and the more genuine you can make it, and the more you can tie back the impact of the gift, as the organization is doing things throughout the year and you're providing updates, those can be thank yous as well. You don't necessarily have to say thank you in a communication.
Great. And the next question, you know, we're all about the tech and the efficiency of communication and using some higher technology. But one of the things that nonprofits struggle with is content. How do I write the thank you letter in such a way that it actually is going to be impactful? They may not be the best writers. And well, we know that ChatGPT has just shown up, but what would you recommend, either of you recommend, to include in your thank you letters or video to try and help it be personalized and impactful?
So I can start. On the video side of things, you know, we kind of say a few key things are required. So the first thing, smile and wave at the beginning of the email, because again, the DP video platform takes that first 5 seconds and creates that animated image that gets embedded into the email. And so part of why I believe we have such high open and view rates has to do with that people recognize, or they begin to recognize, the person that's communicating with them. And so when they get an email, they say, oh, this is from Tom. I, you know, I want to hear what he has to say. And so they're very eager to click through and to watch that content. So smile and wave at the beginning, then in the video to actually say the person's name. If you have any personal information that you know about them, also add that. So maybe it's, you know, thank you so much for just joining our monthly giving program, or thank you so much for repeating, you know, the same gift that you made last year. Try to add something, you know, that's personable to the person that will get them to then engage with the content longer. You know, there's some studies out there that talk about, you know, if you don't engage somebody in the first, you know, 5 to 7 seconds of a video, then you're likely to lose them on the back end of it. And then finally, you know, provide a couple sentences about the impact that their gift has. You know, again, these videos don't have to be complicated. I think the really successful videos that we see our clients create are between 25 and 40 seconds. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, minutes and minutes of content.
That's a really good point. Really good point. And Joe, what about in the written thank you? What is some really good content to put in there to really touch the donor?
Well, obviously personalization is key. And I would say, particularly if the thank you is about a particular gift, you absolutely want to include the gift amount. You want to acknowledge the specifics of it. And the other thing I would say is you can't spend too much time either cleaning up your data in DonorPerfect or to set a protocol for anyone that's entering new data or you're adding new prospects or donors. If it takes twice or three times as long to enter a name to get everything right, and I'm talking about having a specific salutation line that is thought about from the perspective of when the person gets my communication and I use this field in my letter, how is it going to read? And that just, you cannot spend enough time making that as perfect as possible with that context in mind. And I really love Tom's idea of adding some stewardship reporting information in as well, saying this is the impact that gift is having.
Yeah, I think that last point is really relevant. We see that in some of the surveys as well, is people sometimes stop giving because they say, I didn't know how you ended up using my money. So if you know that they were giving to a specific campaign, make sure that you reference that inside of your thank you communication. Just so they know and have an affirmation of the cause that they were actually giving to. So in communicating with donors and thanking them, are there any mistakes, any faux pas that they could end up slipping into their thank you communication? What should they avoid? What should they do to not make that mistake?
I've got two things. Back to what I said, is that if your data is not correct, misspelling something, having, you know, a vague message without any personalization, having a salutation that looks like it was automatically generated. These will wipe out the value of the thank you.
Just a little joke in here as we're going along. So my wife and I give to our university, but she's really the one, like she's on the board and everything. And for whatever reason, the direct mail always comes, "Dear Thomas and Pamela Lynch." And she infuriates her because she's the one that's really the donor, not me. And for whatever reason, we both went to the same university, right? So we're both there, but, you know, it's funny. And she rags and rags and rags to the, you know, the advancement people, like, put my name first. And it's been years. It's funny. So
that's a data thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe that'll give you some ideas, but yeah. So what are some faux pas that, you know, we would recommend avoiding when it comes to creating videos? I mean, there's certainly the obvious ones, saying the wrong person's name, you know, not looking at the camera, having, you know, a very, very distracting background going on. But for the most part, you know, what we recommend is just don't try to be genuine. Don't be too scripted. You know, don't, you know, look like you're reading something off of a computer and you're not really in the frame. You know, just, again, it comes back to that idea of you're leaving somebody a voicemail just with the camera on.
Makes sense. So now an open question for the future of thanking donors. You know, what could happen in the future that would use technology and just take it even one notch higher? Any thoughts on that?
So, I mean, we believe at COSVID that the trend of personalization will continue. You know, whether that means more virtual reality types of things or meeting people in the metaverse or, you know, other types of technology. I think, you know, people want to be, they want information that is in the format that they are comfortable engaging with, right? So this concept of meet someone where they are, right? So if I write out a check and I send it to my favorite nonprofit, you know, and they send me a text message back, that's probably not, you know, meeting me where I am. Whereas, you know, if I send a Venmo to my favorite nonprofit and they fire me a text message back saying, you know, hey, thanks so much, you know, those kinds of things are more aligned. So I think from our perspective, we see the trend really just getting more refined as it comes to meeting people where they are. And, you know, when it comes to video, there's certainly a lot of stuff going on in the realm of AI at the moment. Some of it's a little scary, but, you know, I think that, again, it's personalization, personalization, personalization.
Sure, sure. Makes complete sense. And I mean, just even, you know, taking the technology that we see in other places in our world, I mean, the concept of, you know, will there be a 3D video thank you? Or what if there was a virtual reality handshake that ended up happening that comes along with your thank you message, however that may be transported? I mean, who knows? There's a lot of tech that could evolve.
Yeah, to add to that, I actually saw a video recently that, you know, kind of had a digital billboard outside of a nonprofit organization. When somebody walked by, the system sort of knew that they were a donor and they put their name up on there and said, hey, you know, thanks for your support. And, you know, then they walked away and it went back to, you know, whatever content it had on it before. So, you know, I'm certainly sure there might be some interactive types of things that are pretty clever that may evolve in the future.
Great. Thank you so much for the input that you provided and just sharing about your technology. Just to wrap up here, I wanted to provide a little summary. AppealMaker is the solution that integrates directly with DonorPerfect and allows you to automatically print thank you letters and mail them out without having to use up any of your staff time. And CauseVid is the solution that is used for DP video, where you can take video thank yous of yourself and send them out to your donors, giving them that personalized touch. Tom, Joe, thank you so much for participating. And I want to thank you all, listeners, and looking forward to our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to Nonprofit Expert, presented by DonorPerfect. For more information and a special offer, visit DonorPerfect.com/podcast.